Ready, Scott. All right. Good morning. It's 9:30. I will call to order the Drainage District Trustees Meeting to discuss a levy against Drainage District Franklin 39. Scott, you want to bring us up to speed?
Call me. Last Thursday, I believe it was the 19th of this month, I had two gentlemen come in. This is Franklin 39, which was levied for about $4,500 to remove trees from an open ditch in the district. And the two men that came in were Bernard Olson and Ron Stensland. They're both residents of the district. And they said that this was the first time the county had done anything with that open ditch. They'd never touched it before. And Mr. Olson says the ditch was never part of the district. He knew the previous county engineer, which is someone back before Dell. I didn't recognize the name. This is a long time ago. But Mr. Olson remembers his father and a neighbor digging that ditch with a couple of horse teams. And so I told them that, you know, I'd look into it, do some research, and get back to them. I've not gotten back to them. I wanted to wait until this meeting, but I did do some research. And if you've got something like this, these are the original minutes from the district. And the first page is from the engineer's preliminary report on Franklin Township Drainage District number 39. Now, the date's not here. The copier isn't quite big enough to get all the pages in. But this date was February 7, 1911 for this report. And at the second page, the key passage is highlighted where it says the proposed improvement will consist of a main tile ditch and an open overflow ditch to care for the water from the adjacent hills. That was February 1911. And if you go to the third page, there is a supplemental report filed in September of 1911. And the engineer in that one, this is also highlighted, recommends that the open overflow ditch named in my former report be abandoned and the size of the tile system reduced. And at the bottom of that page, this is not highlighted. He's got estimates for Franklin 39. And he did reduce the tile sizes. Originally, he was recommending an 18 and 16-inch tile, and he's changed that to an 18 to a 16 to a 14 down to a 12. So the outlet was the same size, but then he just reduced the tile as he went upstream. On October 5th, 1911, this is page 4, there was a board meeting, a resolution, and the last page, the key part of that resolution is, be it further resolved, that the ditch or drain be established in accordance with the supplemental report of John M. Wells, the engineer, which would be the supplemental report being the report that recommended abandoning the open ditch and reducing the tile size. Also looked, we have some maps of the district. Those are also there. And there's one with a highlighted date on it, December 1910. That's the map that we always go by when we do the district records. This is the original map when we go and do district work, locate tiles, things like that. That's what the engineer uses to go locate the tiles. And we base everything off of this. And this one shows the tile. It's just labeled tile, and then right next to it, it says open ditch. Note the date, December 1910. This is prior to the engineer's original report in February 7 of 1911, where he was recommending a tile with an overflow ditch. When he came back and said, here's my supplemental report, let's get rid of the ditch, no additional maps were filed at that point. This is all we have, is this map here. There's another large map. This is our book, our drainage book that dates back to essentially the beginning of time. I think the engineer has a copy of this as well. And you'll note that that book shows the new tile sizes, but it still shows the open ditch.
Right.
And the smaller map is from a book which is just photocopied from the larger book, except that somebody at some point went in and blacked out the words open ditch in that book. And that's the only map I could find anywhere that had any indication that open ditch may not really exist.
But clearly, based on what was adopted,
yeah,
the open ditch is there, but
it was not adopted as part of the district.
Since the trustees took the supplemental report, the open ditch, if there was one there at the time, was abandoned.
Right. I think it was built later. It was recommended in the original report. They abandoned it in the supplemental report. They adopted the supplemental report. Going forward, I looked at the bid documents, what was published in the paper, what was actually paid for. All the payments for work done in that district were for tile. Nothing about earthwork.
So when they talk about abandoning the open ditch, they're really talking about abandoning the concept of the open ditch.
Yeah,
and then maybe a couple farmers came along later and cleared out this area.
And we have no record of that, but that's what I believe happened, is that the ditch was dug later, but by private landowners.
Yep.
Right. And the two gentlemen that came in said if that ditch is part of the district, then they want, or they didn't say reclassification, but they say that ditch is draining a lot of land to the north of the district that's owned by Martin Marietta.
Yep.
So we really don't want to go there if we don't have to. They were talking about 4,000 acres or something like that.
So based on your vast years of experience and so forth, what appears to be the easy solution to what we are addressing?
Prior to the levy, we had about $560 in the district, which is sufficient funds. It's a small district. The levy was only to remove trees from that open ditch, with our belief that that ditch was a district facility. Since it is not a district facility, I think we should rescind that levy. There is a provision in the code for if there are surplus funds, the excess can be returned to the landowners. In this case, everything we levied would be excess. That's the code section is 468.61. That's surplus funds application of.
Yep.
And so what I believe should happen is that levy should be rescinded, and we should direct the treasurer to refund the total amount of the levy for anybody who's paid it. And since those are due on September 30th of this month, I think everybody will have paid by the time the treasurer can do anything about it.
Good. And not that it has anything to do with our action, but I would like to know from Tyler, what, if any, work have we done on this open ditch, thinking it was part of the district? Come up to the microphone, please. Make sure the light's on.
Yeah, we have done no work whatsoever in that open ditch besides going down there and looking at it and figuring out that, yes, there's trees there and, yes, there's a problem. But I'm under the understanding that if it's not our problem, I'm all right with rescinding the money.
And the two gentlemen that were in also, I asked them if there had been any work done, and they said no.
Good. Okay. Other questions for Scott or Tyler? Or Darren or Mike?
No.
Okay. No. Well, then we're ready to take this under consideration. Anybody have any thoughts? To me, it looks pretty straightforward.
Yeah, I would move that we rescind the July 1st, 2013 levy against Drainage District Franklin number 39, cancel the proposed tree removal from that open ditch since it's not district property, and authorize the treasurer to refund any assessments already paid to the property owner.
I will second it. I couldn't have said it any better.
It's almost like he had something written right in front of him
right
there.
In front of me.
It's amazing. The only thing I would ask that is included in this, and I don't know that it needs to be added, but also direction to our drainage clerk to go back in every one of our records and make sure they're all consistent, that we don't have an open ditch in 39.
Well, so we'll update the maps. I'll make notations
absolutely
on all the maps
right,
that I can
right,
find.
Right.
You know, 50 years down the road, Paul, you may still be here, but
right,
probably we'll have institutional memory lapse, and we need to make sure it's all reflected. Further discussion?
Nope.
Toot?
Aye.
Clinton?
Aye.
Sanders? Aye. It passes. We rescind the July 1st, 2013 levy against Drainage District Franklin 39 and cancel any and all work, Tyler, that you were planning to do in there. We're also going to make note on every one of our records that there is no open ditch in 39. Is there other business for us today?
I do have one more thing this morning.
Why don't you come over here a little bit, just so we can.
This is mainly for the board's benefit, because I think you were contacted by Mr. Kepley as well. He was pretty upset about his tax bill, and it was this district. So that might resolve his situation, too, just so you're aware of that.
Okay.
He said he was going to contact the board again, too. I don't know if he's done that. But
Scott, in addition to the two gentlemen you said you were going to go back, can you also contact Mr. Kepley and just let him know what the result of today's meeting is? Tyler, you've handed us a picture. What are we looking at?
Yeah, okay. That picture is of Collins 51. It's down right next to Collins. We actually levied for some money to have work done there. And I drove by the other day, and apparently the landowner got a Traco and a bunch of heavy equipment out there, and he's doing it himself. I have heard no word from him, no emails, no calls regarding this ditch. He just must have got the tax levy letter and said, well, I can do this. So I'd like to set up a meeting to rescind the funds for Collins 51, because he's going to have the work done before I even get down there.
Okay. Are there any concerns with
Before we go down that road, and then I'm going to say this, and then you do whatever you want to do. Since we don't have this listed as part of our agenda, let's schedule a meeting to discuss 51. Tyler, I think it's well within your the scope of your services to go visit with this landowner if you so choose. And appreciate the report, but let's get a different drainage district meeting, and we'll talk about it then.
And that is the appropriate thing to do, I guess, because it wasn't on. So no action could be taken other than this is informational that's being brought to us at this time. Okay.
Good. Okay. Anything else for us today?
I guess one thing on that 51 to consider would be to see what work he has done and how he's performed it.
It's time for us to set a meeting for 51. Right. You guys work that out, and then we'll come in and we'll discuss it. Okay? Anything else?
Second.
Motion is second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. You got a minute?